Blog Talk Radio.
In the light of the dark, wait, let me spark the blood before I empty my heart. Okay, now I'm feeling better, hope y'all ready to listen. But y'all never do until I start shitting and pissing. No, I'm not, my eyes are finally open. And I'm hoping that my words are not seen as provoking. It's a testament, my limits met, it's time to release. Tried to keep it beautiful, so now prepare for the beast. I'm staying off the streets, everybody's doing too much. And the taxi cab is closed, better get on the bus. Want my car rented from me, no, I found a deterrent. If I was like this from the start, my car would not have a warrant. Plus, 3 miles burn, holes scratching the dents. But I was dumb getting high, you been allowing the shit. So I let it slip. Watch the slide, let it go, watch it ride. Grass never ever got greener on the other side. Now I'm gonna do what I wanna do every day. Problems with it, fuck you, kiss my ass and have a nice day. You really my niggas? Let me operate sad chips. When I'm not around, all you niggas wanna talk shit. Crazier, now I'm getting shadier. They fell in love with open, now the daggers see I'm scary. Got up every barrier, they begging me to knock it down. Begging close, but never close enough to hold a nigga down. Everyone I got is a position and purpose. They all know about each other, so they act all nervous like it's a competition. Stay the feud and the fight. Had enough of that already, it's no longer exciting. Why you think I'm always writing? It's my only escape. Why you think I'm always late? Y'all been puffing your brakes. Stubbing thumbs, talking shit, but still expect to get the dick. You must think I'm an idiotic sucker as a degenerate. Bitch, I'm the president, you couldn't resist. That's why I got my first lady plus a sizzle whiskey. Oh, used to let it go, daggers gonna check ya.
Can we all get along?
I be like Hugh Hefner. Enough of me to go around, but no one wants to share me though. And if the truth hurts, why you begging me to tell her, yo, let it go. Overstress will damage your health. You can't better someone else unless you better yourself.
That something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Yes.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns. Things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
Oh, shit. I guess it is officially Wednesday, and I guess we are back. We are back, right? This is West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, how you feeling? Queen.
Hello?
Now I can hear you. Feel it.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Not here.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? Okay, no, I'm just making sure how you feel. Like I said, we had a week off, so now it's just like trying to get back in the swing of things. But,
I'm good. I'm fresh off work. I'm good.
That's good. I had to take a week off, y'all. Sorry, it wasn't planned. Niggas didn't want to do that shit, but as y'all already know, like I said, I hate to keep making the same excuses, but niggas do not get paid for this shit. So times got a little bit hard, and, you know, certain things didn't make the cut, and this is one of those things, but I do apologize. But I also, like I said, this is September. This marks, like, the first year that I've been on Bang Out Radio, and like I said, I'm doing my best. And from this moment forward, like I said, my word, I'm going to do, like, every check that I get, like I said, I'm just going to drop the chains I got to drop and for the show. Because really, honestly, it's kind of disgusting. Because it's not that much I have to do to keep this show going. It's just that my ass always want to wait till the last minute to try to do shit, you know, and that's just not cool. So, like I said, I do apologize. Like I said, I apologize to my co-host. I apologize to everybody out there listening, because one of the main things I do and what I speak on is, like, consistency, you know. And for what I do have to do to get this show running and keep this thing going, I shouldn't have no excuses on why I can't keep this thing going. So, again, I do apologize, and I'm going to make sure that I do the best that I can to make this happen. Starting this year, it's a brand-new year. A lot of new changes coming around, a lot of new things I'm trying to do, but I'm going to need y'all help to do it, okay? So, Let's get the business out the way, then I'm going to explain some new things that are going to happen. So first off, as always, hold on. First off, I'm going to hit this weed. Hold on. Excuse me. Like I said, I know to take the smoke session, but I mean, usually I'm supposed to have some weed when I get in over here. That don't be working out too well for me, but I got lucky today, so I'm good. I've been here feeling good. You know, I'm not on a down slope like I'm usually having about a lot of things. I got sidetracked, sorry. Let's handle the business first. Of course, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Deshay. Without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays. You know what I mean? Them X and B Miles is doing their thing. I don't know if y'all checking out these girls on Facebook and everything else they doing. They got chapters now. You know what I mean? They spreading around ATL, New York. Y'all better keep an eye on these ladies. Vegas, like, gotta watch out. The boss lady's building her empire like she said she was going to. So, it's happening. All right, so if you want to get your network on, or, you know, you're trying to have a business, photographer, anything like that, just try to do something, I mean, get at her, all right? Let her know what's up. Don't tell I sent you. Don't say you heard from me, because if y'all out there on that bullshit, you're not going to be fucking up my name, all right? So don't say it's for me. Just if you about your business, she'll know, and we'll see, all right? Second, all independent artists, everybody out there doing the music thing, all right? That's R&B, hip-hop, gangster rap, whatever y'all doing. Keep doing what y'all doing. Don't stop. Keep sending me y'all music. Keep sending Queen V y'all music, all right? You want to send it to me, dagger.banghotradio@gmail.com. If you want to send them to Queen V, give them the email real quick.
QueenVVEE1991@gmail.com.
Like I said, either way, make sure we get y'all music. We will find a place for it, all right? So we will find a place for it. Don't trip it. All new music that's received is first in rotation on the following show. That's my word. I keep my word, so if you want your music played, then you're going to have to send it in, all right? And last but not least, and I'm saying just everybody out there, anybody out there that takes the time out of their day to listen to the show. Like I said, I know y'all got better things y'all can be doing. I know y'all got school, kids. Y'all got all kind of shit y'all doing, posting up shit on Facebook, whatever the fuck y'all out there doing. Y'all got more shit y'all could be doing than sitting and listening to me, listening to us, supporting these independent artists, calling into the show and talking shit. You could be doing other things. So if you're fucking with us, thank you, all right? And the only thing I ask, the only thing that's required of anybody about this show who wants to support this show, all y'all got to do is just talk about it. That's all y'all got to do. Just talk about the show. Y'all have no idea how easy, like, word of mouth is. All y'all with y'all Twitters, all y'all with y'all Facebooks, all y'all to be all over all this social networking shit. All y'all got to do is talk about the show. When I post up a link, help your boy out. Share the link, all right? You know, if you get a text, send the text out to somebody else. And that's all y'all got to do is spread around, spread the word, spread the word. All right. Now realize what this is, because I can hear myself from somebody's phone. Am I on speakerphone? Is somebody on your phone? There's got to be you, Queen. You're the only one on the phone.
Yeah, you are on speakerphone. I'm sorry. I didn't know you could hear yourself. There we go.
Yeah, see, I've done that a few times, and I realized that, you know what, I'm hearing the echo. We can't do that. So I do apologize. All right. And then, but yeah, news, not news, but this is things that's going to change, things that I'm updating. Like I said, I told y'all if we made it to September in a certain way that I would add on to these two shows, that I'm doing that a little bit different. It's not that we didn't make our mark, we didn't, but I mean, y'all have been supporting the show, so I'm not saying that in a bad way. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add two more shows. Instead of spending more money on these shows, I'll spend the same amount of money and add shows, and then that's still more time. And y'all just got to fuck with me on some other days. But like I'm saying, y'all can listen to this anytime y'all want to. You're at the gym, rolling in the car, you know what I mean, sitting around the homie smoking a blunt like I'm doing right now. You can do that, you know what I mean, to put this show on and just play it. But what I'm adding two more shows, all right? So y'all go fuck with your boy on Mondays, all right? That's the Triple M Show, Mo Music Mondays, all right? And all we doing on Mondays is playing music. This is because I made a discovery. Queen, see, I made a discovery. And this, I actually made this discovery 2 weeks ago on this show. Remember the last time we were here? We had Elegance in here, you know. Yo Squad was up in here. We was in here. We had a nice little conversation on some dishes. You remember that?
Right.
Now there was a section of that where Elegance came at me on some shit like, why are you, why, I'm ready to start talking. You know, we need to handle, you know, some people, I just get different sides to this show. Because, you know, some people are here for the music. You know, they want to hear the independent artists. They like the conversation, but, you know, they want to hear some music. And then other people, you know, want to come over here and run their mouth and get some words in and, you know, have some things to say and share some opinions, you know. Now, Wednesdays and Sundays are not going to change. That's the bread and butter. We do what we do over here on Wednesdays. We're going to do what we do on Sundays. That's what we've been doing. But on Mondays, all right, it's just all music. That's all I'm going to do for 2 hours is just play nothing but y'all independent artist tracks, all right? That gives me more time to sit here and go through as many tracks as I can get through in 2 hours, all right? So we're not taking no call. Well, we'll take calls, but when you call in, you just got to call in and be like, yo, this is woo-woo-woo, you know, rep your state, your city, where, you know, your crew, you know what I mean? And then that's about it, and then we get right back into the music. I mean, I'll let y'all still network, but we're not going to do no talking on Mondays, all right? We're just going to play nothing but y'all independent music and y'all music, and I'm going to keep it high in rotation, you know, R&B, and this everything, R&B, rap, whatever I just feel like playing is going to get started on Monday for 2 hours. So make sure y'all tune in on Mondays. Matt, again, from about, let's see, when do I get off of work? Because I need at least an hour. See, I haven't even got the times yet. Hold on, let me make sure I get the times right. Yeah, we're going to run at the same time. We're going to run at the same time we run Sunday. So, like, on Sunday, we got Slash Sundays from 7 to 9, Music Month. Mo Music Mondays, 7 to 9 on Mondays, all right? We got West Coast Wednesdays right here. Y'all know where we at, 9 to 11 every Wednesday. On Friday, I got something for y'all before the weekend starts. We got Fuck You Fridays, all right? This is for all y'all motherfuckers that want to do nothing but talk, all right? We ain't going to do nothing but talk, all right, about whatever. I don't give a fuck. And then the best part about Fuck You Fridays is, it's just I don't got to play no music. I don't got to be around no computer in order to run the music. I can be on my phone and still chat and call and shit. So that means you get to hear the Dagger live wherever the fuck I'm at in the city during Fuck You Friday, unless I just decide to be posted somewhere. So that ought to be interesting in itself. And then, like I said, I'm still going to take calls. If you got beef with a situation or you got somebody you want to put on blast or whatever, this is your chance to do it. Fuck it. But it ain't just going to be no just talking no shit, no sling talking or anything like that. It ain't going to be none of that, all right? If you got a legitimate beef, then I'll let you speak your piece on whatever you got to speak on, but you have to back it up with why. I want y'all to understand this is we're going to try to keep, because I know motherfuckers just come here, man, fuck that nigga, did it, and that'll just be it. Nah, we ain't doing it like that because anybody can do that, and then niggas just sound ignorant. I don't want y'all feeling ignorant. I want y'all to know, but I don't want niggas sounding ignorant. All right, so if you got a problem with your girl did something, your nigga did something, ladies, on Friday, if you about to go to the club because somebody pissed you off and you got on your fucking dress and you want to call in and put somebody on blast before you go out and do something you probably shouldn't be doing, whatever you try to do, like I said, holler at your boy on Fridays. All right, we're going to talk it out before the weekend so y'all can get all that shit out. You know what I mean? So y'all can enjoy y'all weekend. So it's fuck you Fridays. And that's going to be from, let's see, when the motherfuckers go party. See, y'all, if people are going to go party, y'all going to be in the house. We're going to keep it, I'm going to keep it simple for y'all. We're going to keep it like 7 to 9. Wait, no, wait, fuck you Fridays. I get off at 5. I may even be off. So we're going to do it now. 6 to 8. 6 to 8 on Fridays, y'all. Because like I said, I'm going to call in right from work. As soon as I leave work, fuck you Friday officially starts. So make sure you're there and you're on air and you're listening. All right? Because they're going to tell you when that's going to go. Fuck you Friday starts as soon as I leave work. I may be talking about motherfuckers and walking out the damn office. We ain't no telling what's going to happen. But all right, so make sure y'all fuck with your boys. Fresh with our CEO and all, man. But like I said, we're making a lot of changes. We're doing a lot of things. But I need y'all there. I'm going to do the best that I can to provide y'all these shows. Need y'all to support the shows, talk about the shows, spread the links. Like I said, Mo Music Mondays, West Coast Wednesdays, sometimes right here, me, Queen V. I know how we get down over here. We're going to get to these adult matters and adult topics. I'm sorry I've been talking already, but we have to get the business out the way because I want y'all to know what's up.
Right.
So y'all know where we at on Wednesdays, all right? Fuck you Fridays, all right, 6 to 8. Before y'all be hit the weekend, you know, I'm going to send y'all off to the weekend right and feeling good or turned up. You know how motherfuckers feel good after they talk shit to somebody or just get that shit off their chest? Like, ah, you know, I'm trying to get y'all, I got something for y'all, all right? Holler at your boy on Fridays, all right? And then y'all already know about Slap Sundays. So let's not get things twisted. New drops, as always, for any show, all shows, just Bang Out Radio, period. Make sure y'all send in y'all music again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Queen V, one more time, your email as well.
Queen B, VEE 1991@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, and the number is always the same, y'all, 661-621-7559, and the times that you are hearing are all West Coast times, all right? So make sure if y'all listening in other parts of the state, try to find a way to tune y'all phones or shit or whatever, set some alarms or something in y'all time so y'all know when the niggas off, so y'all can just hit me up, all right, on any of these days. Because I want motherfuckers to holler at me. So we're going to get into the music right now because I think I got all the business out the way. So thank y'all, like I said, listening and getting ready to support the show. Like I said, this is my year, month. I don't know my exact date, my exact birthday on Bang Out Radio, but this is my year, month right here, September. So we're going to do this right all month. And it's just crazy because, like I said, I was the last one on Bang Out Radio. Now I'm the only one here. You know, or the last one here. You know, the boss lady going to be back when she's ready. You know, she's handling business. She's building up a modeling empire right now. So she's letting me handle things over here. But she'll be back as well. But besides that, man, I'm here holding it down. So I'm trying to do the best that I can to make sure I'm here for y'all. And y'all know this. So don't forget it. All right? And then right here, as always, brand new music first out the gate. Marley B featuring Betrayed Rose, Something About You. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, The Dagger, Queen B. Ha-ha.
Yeah. What's up, babe? Let me grab your coat. Look, let me make that ass unwind. Make sure you grab that wine. It's right there in the ice. Scoop a couple nights, cause we can utilize anything to get you high. I'ma blow your mind. Make sure your toes look fine. I wouldn't hesitate to dime. Shorty in a prime, I'm on an incline to give you this pine, girl. Ooh-oh. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for a lovely end. This chemistry is all there is. Anxious feeling for you seeking. It's your body that I'm needing. Grabbing sheets, heavy breathing. This season leads to all the screaming. Twins, G-spots in your madam. Helps me get to your orgasm. Her scent is like a rose. Just drop your bags to the floor. I'ma sweep you off your toes. Kiss you on your earlobe. Nothing under my bathrobe. So you already know. Girl, you got that glow. Take your clothes off slow. I can imagine how this should go. First I play full. Rub on your torso. Now watch me go low. Welcome to the Young Chef Show. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for a lovely, lovely evening. Chemistry is ordering. Anxious feeling for you seeking. Grabbing sheets, heavy breathing. This season leads to all the screaming. Twins, G-spots in your bed. Helps me get to your orgasm. This feeling is overwhelming. Compare me to a hammer that's nailing. We on a plateau, parasailing. While I'm going deeper, swelling. Filling up your love. Anticipation's where it came from. Avatar connection so numb. I only got one chance for heavenly romance. So as we slow dance, her body temperature's rising. Oh, I can tell that you like it. Bottom lip biting, squirming and fighting me. Oh, so girl, don't run. Your pace, we're going. Guess what? It's here. Let it shower over me.
This song is dedicated to my daughter, Harmony Janae. Yeah. And if you don't know, her name is Harma. Oh, yeah. I can never imagine God would bless me to take care of this girl. Thank you.
of what I was missing until I had
girl,
I have my little
girl,
harmony's my little
girl.
Radical leftist organizations, including the African Fighting Racism and Oppression, or AFRO, if you will, the Black Revolutionary Organization, or BRO.
Yeah, sure. People tell me I look like Bill Cosby all the time. I mean, excuse me, Dr. Bill Cosby, especially when I wear these sunglasses.
Yeah, my name is Riley, son. But you know, niggas call me AKA Riley Escobar, you know what I'm saying? Cause I be in the streets, you know? I got all kinds of names like HR Paper Stacks, also known as AKA Horse Choker,
and also the Black Revolutionary Underground Heroes.
Bruh?
Yeah, bruh. AKA Pillsbury Dope Boy, AKA Lewis Rich.
Like the turkey, baby?
Yeah. This nigga right here, fresh with it.
Fresh motherfucking with it. Any and everybody K. Maybe even you. With it, boys. This is how we does the damn thing. Fresh with it, and as you can see, catch me from head to toe. Look, look. I'm so motherfucking fresh. God damn it. This is how we does, and we gonna keep doing it. So, as far as this shit rolling by, my mama was grabbing my strap just now. Woohoo! It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? With it, boys. Turn it up, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracking.
WSDs,
RGs, YB, and you
killin'. Blah. That's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesday. It's Hell Night. It's the Dagger, Queen B. Let's get it back in here real quick. Come on. There we go. How you feeling? You still good?
I'm still good.
That's good. That's good. I also want to shout out to my man Dopey real quick, man. Listen to that. Also, that's how you wanted to connect with me, because this is the only other time I realized that, too. Dopey gave me a good idea as well. If y'all want to talk to me live during the show while I'm doing the show, like I said, if you're listening, wherever you're at or whatever, you can send me a little quick note if we're friends on Facebook, and we can chat it up there and there. You can just let me know you're listening, and I'll give you a quick shout-out as well. That's another way to get in contact with your boy. And like I said, I'm also recording myself because I'm trying to get my YouTube cracking. I'm trying to get this WittyTube cracking, all right? So I do record myself during the shows, but the only negative side to that is that if you watch the video, you really just see me sitting in the garage. Like I be telling them, if I be thinking I'll be lying about the garage, like literally it's a garage, but it's okay. But you only get to hear me. So at the same time while you're watching the video, you kind of got to be listening to the show so you can hear what everybody else is saying that I'm talking to. If you don't do that, then it just looks like me just sitting here talking to myself in the garage and I look stupid. So I just wanted to make sure I explain that real quick, all right? So you go watch the videos. You can still check me out at the same email. Again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You should be able to search YouTube for that, and I'll try to make sure I load them up. Or like I said, just make sure you got that email. That email keeps me pretty connected. So anyway, you need to get at me. That's what you need to do. And now let's get my man up in here real quick this Wednesday night. Fresh Witty, how you feeling?
Witty gang.
Hi, Fresh.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, how about you?
I'm fresh, you know.
I'm up here
sitting on what it is.
Nah, nigga, like I said, I'm actually feeling a lot better. I can actually say that. Like I said, I'm faded, I'm high. Like I said, I got this concoction here. It's been things like, I don't know what it is, but it's like it's got like chunks of fruit in this shit. It's like a melted daiquiri. You know what I mean? It's like kind of crunchy, but it's just fruit. But
what
it's got drink in it. I don't know what it is. I can't even tell you what
it is. It got pineapples in it. It ain't good unless it got pineapples in it.
Oh, it ain't. Whatever it is, it's blended. It's blended enough, but it's not blended. You know what I mean? Like it's still got to turn. Like I got to chew it low key. What's up?
Hey, hold up. Hey, Wes. Wes.
Yo, what up?
Oh, okay. Oh, you got the three-way popping. Oh. You didn't say that. Wes all quiet and shit. What it do, Wes? Witty, how you feeling?
What it do, man? I was, I put the phone down and said, Witty gang.
Niggas always put the phone down and put the phone on
you. We got
all
the little boys in it tonight.
Man,
okay.
I had to use, I had to do some things, some grown man shit.
What it do, man? How you feeling this
what
week?
What it is. Witty gang in
man.
The building.
I don't know, man. We're about to get on some subject matter real quick. But also real quick, also now that the Witty Gang is here, also we got the smoke sessions popping off as well, y'all. So I can tell we're really trying to get this YouTube popping. So make sure you check out the Daggers YouTube right now until we get the full official Witty Boy YouTube page. But as it stands right now, just make sure y'all check out the email. We got the original smoke session already popping off. I'm waiting for this nigga Fresh Whip to send me the other video, like, nigga, I don't know what you're doing. Like,
hey, I have forgot. Well, I'm gonna send it to you right
now. But anyway,
all right.
With a gang in the building, Queen B. Like I said, if you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. You can always just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me. But let's act like it's Wednesday. So, let's figure out some things, man. I'm actually confused. I keep telling Queen, you're the only lady here right now, so I'm sorry, but your species bothers me every now and then, and there's been some shit.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'm
not even going to be mad because so do y'all. So do y'all. I done had a rough week dealing with men. I'm not even going to hate on you right now. So, we both in the same boat.
Because it's just interesting to me because, like, as for me, I don't go out of my way to be overly nice to people. You know, I don't. But at the same time, when I usually start dealing with somebody or I start trying to give somebody some kind of chance or something like that, I've said it many times, you always start off with an A. So I'm always going to be like, you know what, I'm always going to try to be respectful, come with my A game on shit, you know, be proper about things, and just be that person because that's the person that I want to be. But then when you start doing shit, you know, then I start to notice that, you know what, I don't need to be doing all this because you're over here on this other shit. But then you get mad at me, I did something wrong. know that self that I can't look in the mirror type of shit. Like, hold on, like you gotta. I'm trying.
Yeah, you have to explain this to me because you just talking in circles right now, and you already know I like details. So explain your story and what then pissed you off with the female species.
Well, it was just basically like this, right? So I had a situation that occurred with my family where I actually had to stand this person up, right? So I stood them up. Mm-hmm. But everything prior to this one incident, right, everything's been on point. I was there on time, chilled, you know, did what I had to do, drop what I had to drop. You know, I was on point up until that point, you know. But at this, like, it was like, that was family. I had to handle, I couldn't get, you know, I could have, I can't even lie, I could have said something, I could have texted, I could have did something. But when this situation transpired, you know, I had to do what I had to do, and I had to be there as quickly as possible. That's all I was focused on.
Right.
So, and then by the time I was done and I was situated and I tried to get back, then it became the whole, well, now I'm not getting responded to, you know, ignoring this and that, and it was never nothing like that, you know, none of that was going on prior to this. So I basically left, like, one message explaining, you know, what situation or whatever. Still no response. You know, still see the girls alive, you know, through other social networks and everything. You already know how that go down. Like, so I was just like, okay, nigga just being ignored. And one thing is, I hate being ignored when I feel I don't need a reason to be ignored. You know?
Right.
And basically, I guess, bottom line, long story short, is it really just cutthroat like that? Like, niggas just don't get not one chance. Like, it was just basically like a whole fuck you situation because of that one situation. But my thing is, prior to that, and I had no control for that, everything was straight. So it's like, I don't understand, you know, how quickly shit can change from a female perspective. Like, see, being a female, if you were to kind of be in that situation, but you kind of know me as well. I mean, would you think it as bullshit? Like, he's bullshitting me, that's why it's like, fuck you? Or
I mean, I don't know. I mean, lately I've been noticing that females are getting colder and colder, and I mean, sometimes I feel like I need to get on that train too, but at the same time, I mean, my heart is too big to just really to brush it off like that. Like, if you have a legit excuse and, I mean, you never stood me up before, I don't know if I could just really, you know, just be like, oh, well, fuck that nigga. Like, no, I'm not going to do this. You know, like, I that's just me, though. Like, I got one of the biggest hearts ever.
ain't no telling what people really be going through.
I mean, you say it yourself. Like, females is acting like niggas and niggas is acting like bitches nowadays. So, I mean, shit.
But that's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm seeing that exact point. So it's like, I should not give a fuck either. That's the point. But then it's like, since I care and I'm trying to understand why, because I feel there's no reason for it to be as it is, that's where I feel like, man, I'm being bitch about that. I just be like, fuck it. And just be like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like,
you're not the only one to mess with it. And maybe she's like, you know, maybe she's like, okay, well, he stood me up. All right, well, on to the next. Right? You feel me now? Now he want to hit me up. Well, now I got other plans to be, you know. You don't never know what the next female is doing. Like I said, you just may not be the only nigga she messing with. So as soon as you didn't come through on your plan, she's like, I'm not gonna sit. She may have been like, I'm not gonna sit around. I'm gonna go and do what I want to do.
Call gang. With the gang, what should I do, man?
Well,
how should I
say? Man, you should do nothing but what you should do. 4DB.
Hey, FAB though. What?
Yep, that too.
FAB.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Fuck a bitch.
Mm-mm. I don't like this. I want to.
Wait. See, you in the presence of the Witty Gang. Witty Gang, we explicit. We don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying, Wes? Witty.
But they honest though. I mean, you know, that's the one thing
that's
honest,
one thing,
you know?
That I can appreciate. But at the same time, I want to know what is 4DB and FAB? What's this about?
F-A-B.
Can I get in on the code?
FAB is fuck a bitch.
Like, you know what I'm saying? She wanna act like, man, fuck that bitch. Like, I don't,
okay.
You know, that's just my opinion, you know?
All right.
I like bitches. You know what I'm saying? I be nice to bitches sometimes. Well, I just, what he say? We just call them bitches because we don't know their names individually. You know? I like bitches, you know, but sometimes it's be like, fuck you, fuck me, fuck you. Yeah.
And these niggas dubbed me 4DB. I didn't even come up with that name. These niggas said that.
4DB.
Said that was my name. And that's it. And that's the abbreviation of for the bitch. Yeah, for the bitches. That's what they say. That's what they say about me. Like, I don't.
He's a ladies' man, you know what I mean?
I don't know what y'all talking about, man.
Hey,
we got the Witty Gang, Queen B. We're going to get back into
Witty Gang.
Yes, sir. We're going to let Jayla talk about her first love real quick, y'all. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday. Something nice. Y'all can tell I'm in a better mood. Like I said, the music, like I said, I'm trying to get motherfuckers off some, you know, get your up on type shit tonight. I'm actually back in my mojo. Like I said, I'm drinking whatever the fuck this is. I really wish I had a cigarette right now, though. But I do got more weed, so I'll just fuck with some more weed. Ha-ha. Be right back. Yeah.
Have you ever had your first love that made you feel above everything else in the world? Yeah, it made you feel so loved, welcome in and warm, always kept your head up high. Think I found the one, let me tell you how I feel inside.
I get butterflies when you go by. Funny how it brightens my day.
When you outside, I can see your body, all over. It's my turn to go, shit, I want you, girl. I got you dripping, soaking wet, just like a water world. I wanna twist and swirl up and down your body and legs, and I'ma kidnap your ass. Please don't call the feds. My game is clean, your body's mean. It's me and you tonight, candles with peach cream. Turn off the lights and let the candles glow. I wanna hear skin slap, rhythm to body flow.
While you sleep.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with The Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, The Dagger. Let me get my co-host back in, Queen V, one quick second. Bum, 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 bum. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. There it is. Queen V, how you feeling? Still good?
I'm still good.
Yes, ma'am. Let's get the Witty Gang back in the building. Hold on, Kelly. Kelly, hold on. Press the button. You can do it. See, this is, man, this is the bad thing about being in the garage. Hold on, I forgot to turn my... That's the bad thing about being in the garage. When you're in the garage, you got to deal with what you get. Wait. Here we go. You got it? I think we almost got it. We almost. Bam. Witty Gang back in the building. Fresh West.
Witty Gang.
Hoobound.
For sure. Well, let's have a little fun with my co-host for a quick second. Because, look, not in a bad way, but, Queen, you said you recently had trouble with some gentlemen. You said you was having trouble with some gentlemen this past week, correct? I mean, you said that a little bit at the beginning of the show. Now, if you're up for it, like I said, you got the Witty Gang right here. We'll tell you exactly, you know, how our viewpoint on the situation, what you should have looked out for, what, you know, where he went wrong. I mean, you got three very different viewpoints, but all very real viewpoints if you would like to explain what may have happened.
Wait. You should just ask her, what did you do first?
Why it always
gotta
be?
I'm just asking because I know you have something to do with it. You have something to do with it. So what did you do? What did you do? And then we'll get his point of view.
We can't go there until I tell the story. Like,
no, but
I'm gonna tell you what I did. Like, I don't have a problem telling you what I did. Like, no,
okay, not at all.
See, y'all see that,
though, right? Y'all hear that?
I own up to mine. I own up to my mistake.
See, so okay. She's not saying that she didn't do anything. She's just saying that there's a reason that she did it. This is what they're saying, the reason why she did it.
So, you know, you got to
So let's see. Go ahead. All
right. I'm rolling out with the girls. You know, we chilling. You know, an argument situation had popped off. And a whole bunch of other stuff happened. The homegirl called.
Nah. You got to tell us what's going on, you know. Go on, man.
I'm telling you.
Nah, you got a lot of excedras up in your shit.
Oh, you going to put me on blast. All right.
West with it. Yeah, let's hear it. I mean, since we're talking about the conversation, you said you was cool with it.
I am. I mean, I don't have no. Okay, I'm going to get to the point.
But I want to hear the story because I want to know what's going on because I want to know what he did and what you did. And then I'm going
to,
you know, make my call.
I'm going to get to the point. I got to get to the point because otherwise it's not going to be okay. Anyway, it was a long night. I'm going to start there. It was a long night. I ended up running into an ex. And he was talking major shit, like, that's why I don't give a fuck. I'm glad I'm not with you. You stupid. You get on my nerves. Bitch, I can't stand you. That's why I got another bitch. That's why I did all the stuff that I did to you. Mind you, I was with the nigga for 4 years. And I went through some shit, like, this nigga had babies on me. This nigga... I stood beside him when the nigga decided he want to go and do whatever it is he want to do. I stood beside that nigga. I was really down ass bitch. This nigga went and got me a ring and then turned around the next week after my birth. Mind you, my birthday is a week before his. He did nothing for mine. I paid for his whole birthday party. He turned around. His ex girlfriend called him on his birthday. And ex-girlfriend told him, oh, well, fuck that bitch. Give her back all her shit that she bought you for your birthday and head down here to the city and I'm going to take care of you. Week after, he goes to the city. I call the nigga and he's like, oh, bitch answers the phone and bitch is like, that's why this nigga about to eat my pussy. All just crazy. I done been through some shit out here in the world. Okay, so he started, you know, yapping off at the mouth about his new girl and all this other stuff. So I mean, just old feelings started to come back and I slapped him. Because it felt so great to do it. Like, if you really know me, you know that's not in my character. I will holler at you. I will scream at you at the top of my lungs until I'm purple in the face. I don't care. Like, I'll yell at you. But I'm not a violent person. So, anger.
Until you hit him, then you became violent.
Yes. Anger took over me, and I slapped him, and it felt so bomb. That I punched him.
You slapped him and you punched him, or you just slapped
him? No, like, I slapped him, and then, like, I stood there for a second, and it's so good, and, like, he looked at me, and he told me, stop. But, like I said, all I see is red now. All I see is red. So I punched him. He grabbed me
and
tried to restrain me, and I choked him. And then I
choked
him.
And he choked.
Okay, how tall is this dude?
He's six three. And mind you, I'm a giant, 5 foot, 1.5 inches. Huge out here. Okay? I'm huge out here.
You out there, huh?
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm huge, okay? Hold on, excuse me, guys. My brother just walked me. I'm on my show. Why are you being rude? Okay, thank you, brother. All right, deuces, brother. Anyway, in the process of this, I kind of get, you know, slapped in the face. Now.
Now wait.
Like, I'm not walking around saying that, you know, I shouldn't have got hit because, yes, I shouldn't have been putting my hands on him. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, being with somebody as long as I've been with somebody and him knowing how I feel about that because, you know, I do kind of have a history with that. You know,
you feel like he pressed your button, so he deserved it.
Right, and then on top of that, like I said, and then you know my history behind, you know, being hit, you feel me? So you know that I didn't even mean it. I had to be angry in order to do it to you. And then you turn around and you put your hands on me, so I really felt some type of way. So,
I mean,
have
he ever hit you before when y'all was together? Did he ever hit you?
No, like, no, he ain't never, like, no, he been close. He done been close and he been restraining, you know, stuff like that. But, like, you know, like, I've never really been, like, hit out of anger before. Like, he really, like, hit me out of anger and, like, it really shocked me.
Okay,
so,
you got to look at the three counts of assault before the hit.
Yeah. So you can't tell the judge that I was mad. You know, you can't tell the judge you was mad.
It was three counts of assault. You told the story, and it was three counts of assault before you got hit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, and I can understand that. I really can. Like, I mean, but at the
I understand you have feelings for him and all that. No, that's cool and everything. I understand people get mad. We all do that shit. But you cruising for a bruise.
Why is that, though? Like, why am I cruising for a bruising when,
okay,
like, you've done
it?
Let me
speak real quick.
Emotionally. Like, you've done me emotionally. I've been done anything to you emotionally or physically.
That's how guys are able to really get at girls. If we really want to damage y'all, like I said, because we know y'all emotional. Like I said, I'm guilty of that, too. I used to be a fucked-up person. I know how to really hit below the belt sometimes when it comes to certain girls, especially in relationships for some years, and you really know somebody. You know how to, like, get at them if you want to. But, see, guys, at least guys, certain guys, I'm not the type to hit nobody, so I got to talk. So I'm not going to hit you, but I can, like, talk about you and make you feel really bad or something, you know what I mean? That's just because I'm not the hitting type. But see, girls, and then you'll be like, man, fuck that, da-da-da, or whatever. Or girls sometimes even be hitting below the belt, too. Some girls got mouths on them, too. But as far as guys go, in my opinion, as long as you don't touch me or hit me, then you can say whatever you want to, woo, or whatever. I'm not just going, you know, just don't touch me. But it's, once you cross that line, then it's like, that's just the invitation. I'm not saying it's right either.
And I never said that what I did was right. I'm not standing up for that part of it. But like I said, like, for me as a female, for me to put up with all the stuff that I put up with, and then, you feel me, you still call my phone and you still call me crying, talking about, baby, I love you and I'm sorry and whatever. And for me to stand beside you for 4 years and then you constantly disrespect me, and then I turn around and now I feel a little bit, you feel me, I got a little face in my voice.
You know what that was? That was just years of built-up frustration. You know what that was? That's what that was. And now, because you, like you said, 4 years of standing by this and having to deal with this, it was just all built up. And now you just finally let it go. Like, yes, but then, like I said, he could have. We were just talking about that shit the other day, but Fresh would be like, man, like I said, it could have been a lot worse. You got to be careful. He could have did a big hit on you or something. Like, wow. Like, and it could have happened. Like,
I know how it feels because I have a homegirl. I mean, I don't know how it feels. Like, wait a minute. I've seen it firsthand. My homegirl, her baby daddy is 6'8". She's 5'3". You feel me? And
she was elbow dropping on that. Her.
She was probably picking her up like this.
Exactly. And like, he used to just really, like, just put hands on her. Like, you feel me? So, I mean, I don't condone that. And that's why, you feel me? Like, I understand the whole get down. But like, for me, like, it's a shock for me, for, you know, especially knowing how I feel about that and people that I've been around and me being in the situation before, and you know that I don't tolerate no nigga putting his hands on me. Like, it messed me up that you really
did it.
Like, especially after everything we done been through, you feel me? Now you really just did it to me, and I'm like, whoa.
Neither so, but it's funny, like, you swallowed up, he swallowed up too. It's like, hey, like, it's just, yeah, hey.
I will never hit a girl, you know what I'm saying, but I'm just playing, I'll beat a bitch.
That nigga's just dumb, man. We're going to get a Daggers double play, and I got something special I want y'all to listen to when we get back. I got something funny for y'all. We'll be right back, all right? West Coast Wednesday, Tough Night. Dagger, Queen V, Witty Gang in the building.
Ooh, bam.
Getting on the combo. 661-621-7559. Either chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at us. We'll be right back.
I'm a blind man walking, every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Daggers just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious, with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you have me. Daggers gotta lock it down. I call you bitches sleepwalking.
What you mean?
They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that. That's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? That's for me, I sit and laugh. Bitches acting funny still. You can fucking party, but can't even pay your phone bill.
You for real?
All your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hurt me. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas, baby mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way that Dagger spit. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can clown a bitch for days in many ways, but here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide to
hear me.
Better duck and cover.
Dagger,
I'm holding nothing back. I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you doing. Yeah. Me laughing too, they claim they true but really fake. Got no respect, they love to hate.
Scared to fight,
bargain tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight,
but you ain't either. Tell the truth, let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I said you are
staring at my testicles. You faggot, ain't no homos here. I will never
know.
I ain't the Cleveland Cavaliers. These other niggas dropping checks and paper. Every bitch they see, y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger, look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping. They just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join a gang, playing weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street,
sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a choice as well.
Nigga.
You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
you're a problem.
You the one raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Fat ass titty, put it down her throat, on her face. But you rather leave it in, so now the dagger's gotta clap. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her, bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, she fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody, everybody does it so. Glad I got my music, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
Yeah. like this.
Guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right. All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you?
Oh, my God, my insides are on fire.
No, no, please, no more, no more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, get in here.
Okay. I think it's all gone. I think it's...
I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
This your boy, KY's the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hub Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes down,
Bang Dog Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Hub Night, the Dagger, Queen V. Let's get it back in real quick, as soon as possible. Just want to make it work. Come on, we can do it. There it is. Queen B, how you feeling? Still good?
I'm still good.
So, just making sure. I want to get quick shouts out to Young Chef, Cali City, checking in with your boy. Good looking out, y'all. Thanks for always supporting. Let's get the Witty Gang back in the building real quick. Fresh with it, West with it. Hold on, y'all. Trying to get it going. Got my Ubu popping over here. Who's hitting me on Ubu? Okay, no, that's just letting me know that somebody got off of Hulu, so nobody's hitting me up. There we go. With it, gang. How y'all feeling? Y'all feel good?
Feel good, with it, gang.
Yes, sir. All right, then. Now we have two new additions to the party real quick. Straight out the 909-9635. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do?
YP, Young Prince of the West. What it is, man? How y'all been?
What it do? I'm going to do the YPs, man. We back in the game, man. Like I said, I had to take a week off over to some other shit, but I mean, we here. As long as we can be here, we're going to be here. What's going on with you? Big Cat? Oh, shit. All right, for sure. And then straight out the 909 as well. Let's see who else we got out here. 2209. You got that one. What it do? And Quavy.
Hey, that's
fact.
You went somewhere real quick.
Oh, you were slow, real quick. All right, well, here, look. I got something special for y'all. I told y'all some funny shit. Let me tell y'all what I got. Now, just recently, one of the homegirls hit me up. She was in a situation where she was basically being held like damn near captive, if you want to say, in a sense. Because, you know, there are some crazy niggas out there in the world. Now, ladies, I gotta realize y'all gotta know who y'all dealing with before you really start dealing with them. Y'all, I can't stress this enough. So, just understand that this is, and I got this sound clip from her. There's gonna be a lot more of these. I sat and listened to about maybe 7 of 17 voicemails from this nigga to her, right? And this is just like audio from a video that she took of this dude. When one of the altercations was going down, so I just want everybody to listen. Like I said, I want people to pay attention. Like niggas, this is the type of person you don't want to be. Like, ladies, this is not the type of person that you want to be with. And like I said, if you're in this situation, you need to get the fuck out of this shit as quickly as possible. Just listen to this shit. This is recent. This is within the last week. Listen to this. There's niggas out here in the world like this right here. Listen. Here we go. Everybody.
Told it's you. You're supposed to be kissing my ass. Like, when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you're supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game, like this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? Did you get that? I'm loud. I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't gotta talk loud no more, because you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you two-timer. Yeah, I said it, you two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? You recording that? You think I don't know what you're doing? That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You're supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it. Did you get it? Did you get it? You trick. You want me to say some more? What you want me to say? I ain't threatening you. But I ain't gonna never threaten because I don't hit bitches.
Alright, now that's just one. The icing on the cake is this motherfucker right here is 50 years old. This is a grown ass man acting like this.
Like, you timer?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I mean, we all just sat here and listened to the same thing, and y'all gotta realize I sat and listened to about 10 voicemails from this dude. We're gonna have the diaries of a mad black man, and I'm gonna, like I said, as I receive more, there will be, because this dude right here is funny as fuck right here. But this, there are people out here like this, and this dude, like I said, is fucking 50. Like I'm saying, niggas is, like I said, we in our 30s. KZ and them, you know, in their 20s and shit. This motherfucker's in his 50s acting like this. Come on. Are we serious out here in the world now?
Hey, I don't even know what to say.
Even if she did do all that shit that he claims she did, two-timed it, whatever, this, whatever, you still don't do that as a man or whatever like that. You still don't act like that. You still don't handle
right,
that.
Right. He really, like, disrespected her. Like, he really called her a bunch of bitches and hoes and
two-timer.
Tricks, like, more
than even if she was doing that, like, why would you even care? Like, if she's doing it that much, if it's that bad, then why are you holding on to her? Like, let her go.
Yeah, exactly. You all, and this nigga drunk, turned up and shit. Like I said, it was just hilarious. And then I swear to God, if y'all listen, like I said, once I get the message, y'all gonna hear it. Like, there's one message where the nigga's like, man, fuck you. This element is like, you know what? My bad. I didn't mean to keep calling you, but since I did, I'm like, oh my god, my nigga, are you serious? And like repeatedly, like, you have another message. Just oh my god.
No.
I don't understand.
You should be
Hold on, wait. Straight out the got one more 909072. Hold on. Yes,
hi,
you got Dagger Queen is what it is. Oh, it's called Queen O it is.
Hi guys.
Hey Koya, how are you feeling?
Hi Koya. Good. Hi, honey.
Hey Koya, real quick. You be honest though. Did you hear the dumb nigga, right? You heard
I just chimed in, honey.
Oh my god, you
what happened? It sounds like everybody all riled up. What happened with a 50-year-old dude and the bitches? They leave her alone. What happened?
Yeah, nah, it was just a nigga sounded really, really dumb. Well, I have to bring it. We'll play it again. I'm not gonna play it again right now because I can't listen to too much stupidity at one time. But it's hilarious.
Two-timer.
That's the line. That is what he said, though. Like,
yeah, fucking damn two-timer.
Oh, well, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Gloria. Good morning.
Good morning. So, but I'm trying to get everybody's viewpoint on this. We're going to go down the list real quick. We're going to start with my boy Freshwit. Freshwit, how you feel about that, man? Do you see this? Do you see what the world's coming to?
That nigga is crazy. He got to be
50.
No,
he
doesn't.
Okay.
Am I switching or something?
Somebody talking to themselves? Who talking to themselves?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I heard somebody talking to themselves. And I know, Wes, what you think, man? Like I said, that's got to be so, like, can you slap yourself, like, twice with that? Like,
you know, that's some
ignorant shit, though. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how old niggas can go that far with it. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was crazy. Like, if that was my mama or my auntie, I'll beat the shit out of his ass.
No, the nigga that called down the dog, though, because at the same time, it was funny because she, in some of the messages, he's like, well, your uncle, your cousin, fuck them, too, if they hear this shit, too. We're like, nigga was wolfing, nigga, like, and then, you know, and then she was like, man, my uncles and cousins already don't like them motherfuckers. Like I said, you never know who knows somebody when you just keep talking and bumping at the gums. You never know. So if he catches the beat down, I'll keep y'all updated on that, too. Now, now, Queen, what's your opinion on that, being a female and hearing that? Like, what if a guy was coming at you in all kind of ways like that? Like,
I don't. I just wanted somebody to reiterate what the hell happened in the answer. That's because I don't know what happened. So go ahead, Queen. Go ahead.
Did I say Queen or did I say Quiet?
You said Queen. You said Queen. I just wanted somebody to reiterate their answer.
Okay, but what I'm gonna do, Queen, is I'm gonna play one more small clip of it just for you because I do want your opinion. But Queen, go ahead and let us know what you thought about that real quick.
I mean, I don't know. Like me personally, like you couldn't talk to me like that. Like I wouldn't shut up. Like no, I wouldn't shut up. So it would have to come to a point where either we need to leave each other alone or now, I mean, is it violent? Like, is he, like, beating her ass and stuff like that?
Nah, as far as I don't know, it hasn't got that far, but that's where it's going. That's why she kind of had to get out of the situation as quickly as possible.
Okay, well, yeah, like, I mean, like, yeah, I would really have to leave because you couldn't sit there and disrespect me like that, like, just straight to my face, like, you have no remorse, and then you're turning around and calling me and blowing up my phone and
And the prince man, like I said, you even younger than us, man. That shit don't even make no sense to you now, dude.
Not at all, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Like, if it's that bad, then leave that bitch alone. Like, come on, don't be sorry. He said she a hoe, she a two-timing bitch. Da, 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 da. Bye. You still playing? Bye. Like, I'm not going to waste my breath on you.
Oh, point blank, period. Now, see, now, play it. Now, here, pay attention. We're going to run it one more time just for you. Okay? You got attention, everybody? Dumb niggas, we're going to play it one more time just for you. And then, Koya, you were coming back with your opinion. Imagine this is somebody talking to you. All right? This is how I want you to think about it.
All right?
Here we go. One more time for Koya.
So did you. You supposed to be kissing my ass. Like, when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game. Like, this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trip. I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? Did you get that? I'm loud. I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't got to talk loud no more because you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you're two-timer. Yeah, I said it. You're two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man. You're two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Are you recording that? I don't know what you're doing. That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You're supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it.
All right, that's enough.
Damn.
Man, that's funny as fuck right there. So Claudia, what you think about that?
Wow. Like, my thought is, what the fuck is he saying? Like, you mad, huh? Like, I remember back in the day, people would be pissed off And then we had just stopped him in middle sentence, like, you mad, huh? And they'd be really mad. But damn, like, I want to know, what was she saying? Like, she didn't say nothing during the whole tape?
That's
like,
what I'm saying. No. She was just recording. That's what I'm saying. He was on one by himself. Just because I guess, you know how girls, y'all be giving niggas the silent treatment and shit. And he was like, nah, fuck. You know what I mean? It was just one of them type of niggas. Like, nah, fuck that one. I'm just going to keep talking. Like, y'all know how y'all get down sometimes. But that shit was crazy.
Yeah, that was a little bit too much. I mean, I don't think that I would ever let him in. But he wouldn't have been able to continue his sentence or what the hell he thought he was going to finish saying to me.
Oh. Oh, look, we got us another fighter here.
No, I don't think I would fight. I think I would just laugh at you, like, you mad,
okay,
and just walk away. Like, I wouldn't sit down
smart
and argue with you because it's like, when about time you get to that point, it's like, you already know it's over. When you get to a point that you could disrespect me that much, like that, I'm just going to laugh at you, like, this nigga really crazy, and he really think I give a fuck. What the fuck he talking about? All right, I'm out. You can be mad. Like, I'm not going to get myself mad. I learned that from my crazy brother. He'll make your ass crazy, and you be pissed off, and then this nigga will turn around and laugh at you. So I probably would just laugh at him and just walk away and just know it's over. There's no point in me even listening to what the fuck you are saying after the first bitch and what the fuck you think.
After the first, after the first one. Like,
after the first bitch. Like, oh, yes, I lost his goddamn mind. There's no reason. Like, no reason to continue this conversation.
Well, only have to say ho and like trick and like two time or like three times, and then he said bitch.
So as long as you don't say bitch, he can get away with it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, what?
Hey, that was a fair question because he did say a whole lot of other things before he finally got around to bitch.
What about he just called you a two-timer, like, three times?
Two-timer times three, though. Like, what?
Oh.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Sub Night, Dagger, Queen V, Prince in the building, Koya, man, Witty Gang. We chilling. We back. Good niggas. Yeah. Like I said, you never know what's going to happen over here. It's good to be back, y'all. It's good to be back on West Coast Wednesday. And we'll be right back. Remember, you can still call in 661-621-7559. You can chill in the queue, and you press 1 to holler at us. We'll be right back.
I wouldn't know y'all was doing that. I would put on my good panties. Oh, I know that.
What you want to do? I'm doing it. Put it on my shirt.
Come through, rip it on my shit.
Raising, ain't it? When I spread my wings, I'ma fly. Nobody help me down. more city stations, ignoring I'm out of nebula. Meaning that I'm off for your radar, so on, etc. A fetish chasing acres that's greener than your asparagus. Lately, I've been dreaming I'm running away from bed. So I'm cautious on the phone, watching every word I said. And I'm picking with my friends, working harder with my pen. Yeah, this money's on my mind, but this time is on my head. And I don't know who to trust, a small circle is a must. So I'm patient with these fucks, I know I buzz off with this lead. Innovative with my thoughts and educate them with my words. Make your money in the hood and then you move out to the birds. Never cop the first plea, take your time and get a germ. Cause these crackers playing games with niggas' life with no concern.
When I strip a queen, I'm a fly. Keep on talking cause it lets me know how good I got it. Watch how fast I go and drop this. And I ain't even worried cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about
revenge
it.
Revenge is best handed to haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. Through this talent I give my best. Forgive them for they speak fluent with foolishness like the rest. Crabs in the bucket, played in the sand, but they found my guess. With such finesse, the living truth in the flesh. Work ethic on some bipartisan shit, legend and nothing less. Kept my faith in God throughout the struggles. I know my time is due. AM is the name, deuce is wild as the arm is to salute. Forgiving for my arrogance, executing my high pursuit. Modified my circle and narrowed down to selected few. The only thing that bothers me, my family's still in poverty. But that I give it all. If it's my biography, my back against the wall. Yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I went against the grain, very strange, it ain't a robbery. I feel attention building, women dripping out erotically. Cause we anticipate them, can't escape them, this is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'm a fly.
When I spread my wings,
I'm
more
quiet sometimes.
Even though they hear me down for some time.
Like you got yourself a fugitive of justice. I say y'all came to the right hombre.
Look, we have exactly 4 hours and 45 minutes to find the Xbox killer. Can you help us do it?
I'd be dead on his ass like Spencer for f***ing hire. I'd hunt him down and feed him his own testicles, and I'd do it in a jiffy. And I don't care if it's mama to ass, grandmama, innocent bystanders, little kids, babysitters, bill collectors, whatever. I'd leave his whole block filled with hot grass if I have to. And you know why? Because I just don't give a f***. Y'all sure you don't want no breakfast?
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West Take Coast. Out. Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday. Time nine. Stagger. Clean V. How you feeling? Still good?
I'm still good.
All right. Enjoying being back. Like I said.
I'm back.
Like I said, what did you do? What did you do at your win? What did you do when you weren't here? What were you doing? What did you want to do since you didn't have to be here?
Let's see. Last Wednesday, what was I doing? I think I got some sleep last Wednesday. I think that's what I was doing. It was a rough, I had spent my whole day in the city. doing, you know, handling business last week. And so finally, once I had got back to the house, I had chilled and was relaxing.
It's called a night. All right. It's good to be back to work. So just making sure you was okay and everything last week. So like I said, I'm trying to do my best to make sure we don't lose no more, you know, days. We don't got no more days off. All right. Wig Gang, Fresh, West Wig. Y'all still good?
Yo.
Yes, sir. Still in the building. Let's see what else we got in here still. Man. Let's see. Prince, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. So, did your boy get back? Just stay back over here before I jack him in. I'm not gonna press the button if he ain't on his phone.
Yeah, my fault. I'm here.
Okay, well, I mean, no, I'll, you got both phones, right? I mean, I'll turn your phone on. I mean, y'all gotta keep switching phones. I just want to make sure that you're gonna be on your phone before I press the button. That's all.
I'm on mine. All right.
All right, for sure, man. Just making sure you wasn't there last time when I hollered at you, Crippin. So, like. But all right, and then wait, Quay, real quick. If you want to get in, you gotta press one on your phone. Let me know you want to get in real quick.
Me?
Hold on. Wait, who am I missing? Am I missing anybody? Who's this? Who's on 2209? Who's this? Hold on, we're gonna bring him in. Whose phone number is that?
My phone.
Hey, what's the deal with that? Yeah, there he is. I knew I was missing. Are the three of y'all together? No. Yes. No. No, we're not. The final order of business today on West Coast is I want to talk about my man right here. But y'all see what my nigga Chad Ochocinco done did to his leg now?
Are we talking about desperate niggas?
We're talking about desperate niggas nowadays.
What the fuck is this right here?
For anybody that doesn't know, anybody that maybe out there listening that doesn't know what Chad Ochocinco did, Chad done went and got his ex-girl that he headbutted in the head and that got him fired from the Dolphins. Or whatever. Now he done got that bitch face tattooed on that nigga's front calf or whatever that is right there. Her whole likeness is on his leg. Come on. Freaks Only, you know, there's a Freaks Only page, there's a Big Booties page, there's an ass page, there's a, and every now and then you just get random booty and ass pictures up there. Now, I'm not going to lie, I'm part of it, but I'm just saying, it's just getting grimier and grimier.
Hey, did you see the page with Chief Ratchet?
Says, look, there's a page that says expose your ex girl or expose pictures that girl sent. You know, if I was a cold ass nigga, you know how many pictures I can load up on that page right there? If I was a cold ass nigga like that.
Yeah. Okay, sorry for the action.
Oh, okay.
I would be the coldest nigga, like I said, because I got a few pictures that I've been blessed with. It's like if I were to try to load those up, this shit would go crazy. Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Do that, too.
I can't do that.
Do that, too.
Shout out to everybody that's real and nothing that's ever
not it. You feel me? Shout out to my best friend. I love you, girl. Shout out to my wifey. Shout out to my sis. Everybody. I love you all. Lost things.
Right.
Keep your shit going. This shit popping, though.
Good looking, man. We're going to keep it going and we're going to keep it pressing. You already know. Queen's be in the building with me, too. And then, hold on, shout out to, hold on, who is this real quick? I forget whose number it is. Oh, wait. 0721. Hold on, let's get him back. I don't know who's that.
That's quiet.
There it is. Just making sure. I got to be getting there. All these 909 numbers, man, they all start running together looking alike. Go ahead, Koya. Thank Mama first. I already know what's up. But go ahead, down the line real quick.
Of course. I want to thank my mama. I love her. We had a blast today at the casino. We won like a bill. We had fun, though. Had a few drinks.
Yay.
Love her. She's my rock. I want to shout out the Dagger since he always yells at me because I save my best for last, but whatever. Shout out the Dagger.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry for chiming in late. It's the whole story and whatnot. Of course, I got to shout out my queen, lovely lady. I miss you. I love you, honey. I got to shout out my moon. Love you to death. And I have to shout out the bro and his girlfriend. She's adorable. I love her. And I have to shout out my other roommate. I love her and I miss her. I can't wait till we all get our place together, queen. But anyway, you guys have a wonderful night. Thanks for having me on the show. Love you guys.
Yes, ma'am. You're always welcome. See you next week on Sunday. Anytime you want to holler at us, and don't forget, we extended all the shows. I'll go over the lineup again real quick before I get up out of here tonight. Hold up, my nigga Trey. Hold on. Is he still on? Let's see if this
yeah,
work. Yeah, he's still there. There he is, my nigga. Go ahead. Give you a shout out. Same thing you want to say real quick before we get up out of here.
Right now, I want to shout out to E40 and making that song called Strazi because he's got me sipping that right now. Shout out to the bro, sis. My wife, my mom. Hood tattoo is going in right now. You hear the bro tatting. He hard at work. So, you know, people chase the paper trail. He'll hit that intro, you feel me? Anyways,
yes, sir.
I forgot what I was going to say, but I'm saying, shout out to you for the radio station. Get my voice out. Hey, everybody listen, you feel me? I know
it is, man. All right, man. Check in with you next week. All right, check in with your boy on Sundays. And then, of course, the Witted Gang, Fresh Witted, West Witted. I'll let y'all, you know, decide who want to speak first or whatever. That's all y'all. I mean, I don't tell
you.
Go
ahead, Fresh.
Hey, yo, it's Fresh Witted, man. Hey, I want to shout out my nigga Nympho the Great. I want to shout out my nigga Gilbert Guillotine. I want to shout out my nigga the Play Taker. You know what I'm saying? My nigga West with it. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Fur BB with it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got a new Witted Gang member.
Yes,
shout
indeed.
Out to my nigga Greta with it. Yeah. That's how we get out. You know, you can find me somewhere with the dagger smoking the blunt. Blah, blah.
Witted Gang.
What's with it? Shout out to anything, Wes? You got nothing,
Wes? I'm just going to shout out, you know what I'm saying, the Hood Bounders and all the niggas out there hustling, making it happen. Fuck the bullshit. Get with the real shit. With the gang.
Take a picture, Trick. For sure. We're the boys in the building, y'all. All right, y'all, man. Good looking out for hanging out with your boy tonight. Queen V, like I said, we're back. We're officially we're going to keep things moving. We're going to keep these rolling, of course. Go ahead and give you shout-outs. Make sure they know where they can find you, where they can give you their music to you and everything real quick. Let them know what's up.
Let's see. Shout out to, I don't know who I should say first. shout out to the Dagger. First and foremost,
don't
I appreciate
excited.
You. I appreciate you. You don't know it, but I do.
All right.
Whatever. shout out to, my girl, Koya, I love you so much. You understand? I really do. Shouts out to anybody out there just trying to make life work for them. Out here trying to get it any way you know how. Shouts out to the Witty Boys. Shouts out to Young Prince of West. Shouts out to Tay for calling in.
X. That was a weird one. But shout out to X. that was really weird. Like, he told me he was gonna call in like months ago. But I mean, like, I appreciate it. Like, that I'm glad you lived up to your word. I appreciate that, even though you kind of late and you did show up to my show late. I appreciate you though. yeah, you guys can find me every Wednesday. Wait, you guys can find me, send me your music at queenvee1991@gmail.com. You guys can follow me on Twitter, queenvicky21. I'm always on Twitter. Starting to use Facebook less and less now, but you guys can find me on Facebook. Facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBby. You guys can find me every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights with the Dagger. That is it. Yeah. I think so. And if I forgot you, and you are relevant in my life, I love you, and I'm so sorry I didn't mean to miss you. I really didn't. You already know. I just got shit just going on right now. I'm sorry. But
and of course, the Dagger here. Like I said, good to be back. Miss doing this, because like I said, it keeps my mind off of the other hassles and dramas and things going on. And you know, I just try to give people a platform where y'all can listen to some music, y'all can get some shit off y'all chest. And remember, we're expanding the shows. Not this week, starting next Monday. That's when the new shows are going to start. Next Monday is Triple M Monday. That's Mo Music Monday. Nothing but music for 2 hours from the top independent artists from all around the world. All right? So you can still call in. But, I mean, you just got to call in, get your network on real quick. This is Woo Woo Woo. I'm with Woo Woo Woo, representing the Woo Woo Woo. You know, and yeah. Bang Out Radio, and then getting back to the music, you know, so keep it short and simple, all right? West Coast Wednesdays ain't nothing going to change. I know what we do right here every West Coast Wednesdays with me and Queen B. We had Fuck You Fridays where all y'all want is music at the beginning of the week. We're going to talk shit before the weekend starts, all right? So make sure if you got a problem with somebody, maybe somebody at work, your girl, your guy, the homies, whatever situation, you like, man, I got to say fuck that nigga right now. Call in and talk to me about it so we can handle that, all right?
Yeah,
that's every Friday. That's every Friday starting next week. All right, slash Sundays is always going to be right where it's at as well. So make sure y'all check your Facebooks. Make sure y'all add at least my email. That's the best way to get in contact with me. That's the beauties of the week. That's for sending your music, setting up interviews. You know what? I think I'm going to try to set up something special just for West Coast Wednesday. I'm going to try to get Pinky on this show. I've been talking shit, but I kind of got to connect to Pinky.
If you really
do
it, you can be the shit for that.
I'm going to try to get her over here. All right, now that I didn't set it, I really got to set it up. So I'm going to try to get in contact with Pinky and have her come through.
And
have her come over here and holler at us. Like I said, I've never really truly just talked to a legit porn star. And I got a lot of questions, you know. And so hopefully I can, you know, hopefully I'll be as a front as honest. Because you know how I get down. So, you know, I got to figure out how I can come out, you know. But I mean, she's a porn star. So, I mean, I think my question shouldn't be that bad, but we'll see. And we'll see how long she wants to hang out over here. So I'm going to try to set that up for y'all specifically for West Coast Wednesday. Make sure y'all looking out for the other shows. Make sure y'all got the email. Oh, and I need some help on this show. I'm taking on more clients. And this is, I'm looking for a gossip girl, all right, and I'm looking for basically a nerd. I'm going to call you a nerd on the show. You don't really got to be a nerd, but I'm going to call you a nerd. Here's the job description real quick. All right, my gossip girl. This is, I'm looking for those ladies that's out there that watches all the Housewives, the Atlanta Housewives, the whatever all that shit is, you know, the Bad Girls Club, the all the shit, whatever y'all ladies like to watch. I need one of y'all that watches all that shit and knows all about it so you can call into the show. And we can talk about this because I don't be watching it, but every now and then it's interesting, and y'all find it interesting, so we'll bring it here. But you got to know what you're talking about. Once you bring up something that's wrong in the show or that didn't happen on the show, then you're fired. You don't get no chances. So make sure you know what you're talking about. Because, like I said, if that's what you want, then you should already know what's up. As far as my tech goes, I need somebody that's going to sit in on the show with me when if I have a question or if there's something that I need you to Google for me or something like that. You'll be sitting in your home or wherever you're at your computer, and you'll be able to look it up and you'll be able to give me the answer, that straight answer off. I know we're going to get it off the internet, but I'm trusting you to get shit that, you know, you'll help the show move along and things like that, because we ask a lot of questions here. And sometimes we can get answers to certain questions if we have somebody that's job is to just get the answers. So if you want to be the computer tech, you know, on Bang Out Radio, make sure you holler at me on the email as well. So I'm looking for a gossip girl, all right, and I'm looking for a computer tech so far. So like I said, we're growing, we're building, we got a lot more shows, got a lot more things we're trying to do, need a lot more support, and all y'all got to do is talk about the show. That's it. Simple, easy. All right, so one more time before we get out of here, we're going to listen to this dumb nigga one more time as we roll out, and we'll see y'all next week on West Coast Wednesday, and we'll see y'all on Slap Sunday 7 and 9. God, it feels good to be back. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
So it's you. You're supposed to be kissing my ass. Like, when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you're supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game. Like, this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You just get that? I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't got to talk loud no more because you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you're a two-timer. Yeah, I said it. You're a two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man. You're a two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? You think I don't know what you're doing? That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You're supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it. Did you get it? Did you get it? You trick. You want me to say some more? What you want me to say? I ain't threatening you, because I ain't going to never threaten you, because I don't hit bitches.
Dagger.